All right, so tonight what we're going to do is we're going to do a meditation for clearing out what we don't need so we can open up to our intuition, so we can open up to our higher selves more. So let's just all start by closing our eyes and taking a deep breath in and letting it out. And taking another deep breath in and letting it out. And taking one more deep breath in and letting it out. And if you can, if it's comfortable, please try to keep your palms up in receiving mode. And what I'd like you to do right now is just take now one more deep breath in and let it out. And I want you to just kind of bring your shoulders up to your ears and then really just drop them and feel them let go. If your jaw's a little tight, just kind of loosen your jaw up, let that relax a little bit more. Really just kind of sinking in to the ground as much as you can. Just grounding yourself, letting your body relax. And now take one more deep breath in. And exhale. So I'd like you to imagine that there is a magnet inside, right in the center of your body. And you are calling back all of the energy that you may have scattered out into the universe, into the world. Anything that has to do with work or just driving, just, you know, a lot of times we lose part of our energy in all of the daily things that happen. So we're going to just call back all that energy. Calling it all back into our body. We don't have to think about how it's happening. Just know that it's happening with our intention. And at the same time, we're going to feel ourselves just letting go of anything that's not for our highest good, any energy that we may have taken on from someone else or from the TV or from the radio, just with our intention, just letting that all just kind of melt into the floor. So what I'd like you to do right now is to picture at the base of your spine is a grounding cord. And this grounding cord is going all the way in through the center of the earth. And I'd like you to cut the grounding cord off at the base of your spine and watch as an even bigger and thicker and stronger grounding cord is taking form and going all the way from the tailbone in your spine down through the couch you're sitting on or the chair or the floor, going down through into the ground, going all the way down through the earth, all the way down, down, down into the core of the earth, into that fiery core, so much energy there. And I want you to feel that energy that you're plugged into, that fiery core of the earth, and I want you to feel the energy from that core coming all the way back up the grounding cord, all the way coming up into your root, into the root chakra at the base of your spine. And I want you to really feel that energy swirling around the base of your spine. The power, that fire coming in from Mother Earth, from Gaia, from Pachamama, coming in from that divine feminine sacred energy. And now I want you to put your attention back on that core, the core of the earth. And I want you to feel that energy coming back up again your root, up the grounding cord, into the root chakra. And now feel it going from the root chakra up into your sacral chakra. This is in the lower abdominal area, your emotional body. And again, I want you to feel the energy, the warmth, the power of that divine feminine energy coming from Mother Earth. And again, going up through the root chakra into the sacral and just picture it with your mind's eye swirling around through the sacral chakra. And now we're going to go back down, putting our attention back down on the core of the earth. And then feeling that energy, that power coming up through our grounding cord into the root chakra, into the sacral chakra, and up into our power center, up into the upper abdominal area, and swirling around in our power center. Feel that flame, that power, that divine feminine igniting your power center, really getting in touch with part of your body. And once again, going back down into the core of the earth, feeling that flame coming up, that energy coming up your grounding cord, is coming up through the Kundalini energy, which is that area coming up from the root and from the sexual organs in the body. Feeling that energy coming up into the root chakra, into the sacral chakra, up into your power center, and now coming up, swirling up into your heart center. Your heart center is the bridge from the lower energy body centers to the upper energy body centers. Feel as that energy, as that power is expanding the heart even more, opening up the heart muscle even more, opening up the energy center of the heart chakra, powering it with the beautiful energy of the divine feminine, that strong, powerful energy. And then once again, taking our attention back down into the core, coming up the root chakra, into the sacral, into our power center, up into our heart center, and now coming out up into the throat center, bridging up into the upper energy body centers. And again, feeling that energy clearing out our throat chakra, our communication, our freedom of speech to ourselves and to others in speaking our truth. And then again, going back down, putting our attention onto the core of the earth, feeling that flame, that energy, that power rising up through the grounding cord. Feel it coming up into the root chakra, up into the sacral, up into your power center, up into the heart center as it rises up into the throat center and then coming right up into the third eye. And literally you can feel that energy swirling around. And if you can't feel it, just imagine it, just picture it. Our imagination is very powerful. And then again, one last time, going back down, putting our attention into the core of the earth, Divine Mother, Gaia, Divine Feminine Energy, Pachamama, and feeling that energy, so much strength and power, coming up through our grounding cord into the root chakra, coming up into the sacral, swirling up into our power center, up into the heart center, bridging up into the throat center, up into the third eye, and now coming out the top of our heads and opening up our crown chakra. Opening up that connection to source energy, to God, to universe, to our soul self. And as we're feeling the opening of this crown chakra, feel that energy that's been coming up your grounding cord, now just coming up through the body and circling around and down and then coming back up through this beautiful flow of energy. Continual flow, flowing freely without restriction. Now as we put our focus back up on our crown, feel it as if it's opening like two French doors, having already been opened by the energy of the Divine Feminine. And then about a foot above your head is a beautiful golden ball of light, white, golden, gossamer light. And this light represents source energy, God, universe, soul connection. And I want you to feel as gossamer strands of light are now coming down in through the crown chakra, opening up the crown chakra even more. And now watch as that energy comes from this beautiful golden ball of light coming down in through the crown chakra and now coming into our third eye. And feel that light, feel the warmth of that light, that beautiful masculine energy, that balanced masculine energy coming from the divine, coming from source energy into our third eye. This is where we get our inspiration from. This is where we connect to our higher self. And now putting our attention back up onto that beautiful golden ball of light and feeling those beautiful gossamer strands of white golden light coming down through the crown chakra, in through the third eye and pineal gland, coming down into the throat center, illuminating every single cell in your throat center, swirling around, shifting the vibration into a much higher vibration of ease and flow and communication. And again, going back up into the beautiful golden ball of light above us and feeling that light coming down through the crown chakra and through the third eye into our throat center and coming down so beautifully, filling up our heart center with light. Feeling the expansion again of the heart center, feeling that beautiful light permeating every single cell, every energy pattern in your heart center, shifting it into a higher vibration. And then once again, going back to that golden ball of light and feeling these beautiful rays of light, these gossamer strands coming down through the crown chakra, into the third eye, and through our throat center, down into the heart center, and then bridging down into our power center. Again, filling up with this beautiful light, this warm, all-knowing light, connecting all of the energy centers. And then again, going back up to that beautiful golden ball of light above your heads, and then feeling that light coming down through the crown center, and then as it goes into the third eye, and then as it goes into the throat center, in through your heart center, down, filling up the power center, and then coming down into your sacral center, your sacral chakra, the lower abdomen. And feel as that beautiful light is just literally calming all of your emotions, feel as everything just comes to a little bit more of a place of ease as that area is filling up with light. And now for the last time, we're going to go back up into that beautiful golden ball of light and watch as these beautiful gossamer strands of white golden light come down into our crown, into the third eye, down into the throat, and through our heart center, down into the sacral chakra, into our power center, down into the sacral chakra, and then coming out the root, the base of our spine, our manifestation center. Feel that igniting with the knowledge, the wisdom of source energy. And just as before, feel that energy going from the crown all the way through the root and then circling down around and up around your body and coming back down through the crown. And now I want you to go back to feeling that other energy coming up from Mother Earth. And as the energy from source energy, the beautiful divine masculine, is coming down through your crown, feeling the divine feminine energy coming from Mother Earth, Gaia, coming up. And watch as those two energies entwine and twirl, but still flow easily and effortlessly, balancing out the masculine and feminine energies within the body, within the mind, within the soul, within the heart. This beautiful balance of knowledge, of peace, of strength, of communication, of openness. This beautiful balance freely running through our bodies as pure energy. Now, what I'd like you to do is picture yourself in a beautiful meadow or beach or the woods, wherever your special place is. Maybe it's a mountaintop. I want you to really feel yourself sitting in that place and using your senses. Feel into, what do you smell? Do you smell flowers or trees or water? And then what do you feel on your skin? What does the air feel like? Is it warm or is it cool? Is there a breeze in the air? Is there a little humidity? Maybe if you're by the ocean, is there like an ocean spray? What sounds do you hear? Are there birds chirping? Do you hear the wind going through the trees? Is it raining? Do you hear the ocean waves lapping up? Or if there's a brook in front of you, do you hear the ocean coming, the water coming down the brook or waterfall? What do you see? What colors are there? If there are lots of trees, how green are they? If you're in a meadow, are there flowers? What colors are they? This is your special place. This is where your light shines. This is a place where you can connect to your higher self, to your guides, easily and effortlessly. We can connect to our guides and to our higher self at any time, but this place is yours. Only what you want to bring here comes here. So what I'd like you to do now is call in one of your guides or a master, teacher, or it could be your soul self. But let's try to work with one of our guides or a master. And I want you to watch as that master comes closer. And really notice what they look like. I really want to get a sense of their energy. Are they masculine or feminine? Or are they just a light being? If they're wearing clothes, what are they wearing? And watch as this master comes and sits before you. This master's always been with you. It's always working with you. It's one of many that's always with you. Right now, just feel the energy of love that is coming from this master, from their heart center to yours. Feel the glow of energy around them. Feel how much love they have for you. Feel how much they want to be here for you, want to help you. Just really feel that. And as you do, picture a line of light going from your heart center to their heart center. Picture your heart opening up even more. And picture their heart center opening up. And then above you, above your heads, coming down from source energy, picture a line of light going from your heart center, going down into your heart center, and then picture another line of light going down into the master's heart center, and then the line of light joining your heart centers. So it's creating this beautiful triangle of light where you're both connected to source and you're both connected to each other. And now what I'd like you to try and tap into is tap in to sending that master love and light for a moment. Just feel as the light comes down from source energy into your heart center and is going out to that master who's working with you. The gratitude that we have for working with this master. And now, I want you to picture that line of light coming down from source energy into the master and now going into your heart center. What does it feel like as you open up your heart to receive that love from source energy? That love from your guide, your master guide, who's been through all of this before, who sees you, who knows you, who's been working with you all your life. And this master, teacher, guide, wants to help unburden you. It wants to take any burdens that you've been feeling, any sorrow, any pain, any frustration. You don't need that. It doesn't serve you to hold on to it. It doesn't serve you to experience it. So as Garrett had mentioned before, picture now a golden ball of light in between you and the master. And this golden ball is acting as a magnet, and it is literally pulling out from your body, from your energy body, any negative thoughts, any negative experiences, any limiting beliefs, pulling out worries. It is literally sucking out stress from your body. It is taking tension. All these worries about what's going on our planet or with your family. It is literally cleansing your body of these energies. This is the most powerful magnet you can imagine, and it is completely, easily, and effortlessly absorbing this. It is literally scanning your body. So as it's scanning your body, it's scanning your toes. And feel any energy coming out of your toes going into this ball, that tension or stress, thought patterns that don't serve you anymore. And it's feel as that scan, that magnetic scan, is now pulling everything out from your feet, from your heels. And as this scan, like a beam, is coming up your thighs, it's cleansing, pulling out all that energy, that's those stressors, into your knees, sucking that all up. Pulling it all out of your thighs as it's continually scanning for any residual energy as it comes up in through your sexual organs, pulling everything out from there, any stresses you've been holding on to, up into your stomach area, your digestive system, your reproductive system. And feel as it's coming up even further into the upper stomach and your intestines, coming up into your lungs and into your chest, just literally huge magnet, just pulling out any limiting beliefs, any tension, any thoughts that are not serving you anymore, worries, concern, all being pulled in to this golden ball. And as that scanning further up, scanning up into your shoulders and down your arms, pulling the tension out of your arms, out of every single cell in your body, right out to your fingertips. And then as you continue and as it scans up further, coming up into your neck, releasing all of the tension in the back of your neck as it comes up into your jaw, releasing tension and stressors in your jaw, and then coming up into your mind, your emotions. Literally feel as it is pulling away any thoughts that do not serve you, any thoughts that cause you stress, anything that is not for your highest good. It's easily and effortlessly releasing from your mind, from your thought pattern, literally as if a vacuum is coming and sucking up all the darkness or gray matter out of your brain, just going right in. And feel how light your brain feels now. Literally, feel how lighter your body feels. Literally feel inside your body. Feel inside your skin. As now there is nothing left but light and joy and love and connection, excitement. Wondrous expectations like a child would have getting ready to go to Disneyland. That's what's left in your body. Joy. Everything you came down on this earth in this physical plane to experience. Like the eyes of a child, your body is now cleansed and clear. So now go back, put your attention back on this beautiful golden ball that has absorbed all of this, and I want you to take it and hand it off to your master. They know what to do with it. They know how to get rid of it. Hand it off to the master and watch as they are so happy to take this away from you. They are so happy. They've been waiting for you to do this for so long. They know what to do. They know how to transmute all of that into something wonderful. You don't even have to know how they do it. Watch as they take it away, and literally you can watch them. Maybe they explode it out into the universe or throw it into the fiery core of the earth where it can become energy for something beautiful, but it is gone. It is nowhere in your existence, and they are so happy to take this away from you. And now as your bodies are so clear and open with so much more space, I want you to now feel yourself filling up all that empty space that you just cleared out with divine light. Your divine light. Your connection to all that you are. We are all part of God's source energy. We are all part of universal energy. We are all part of this collective. We have God's source energy inside us at all times. We can tap into it anytime we want. We can tap into our intuition anytime we want. So I want you to now feel as you are being surrounded and filled up by this divine light, your divine light. And I want you to feel as this divine light starting in your toes, filling up every single cell in your toes, coming up the soles of your feet, coming up the arches of your feet into your heels, is now being filled with this brilliant, white, radiant light and energy. And that light is now coming up your ankles and into your calves. Every single cell is exploding, filled up with this beautiful light, freedom, coming up into your knees, this joy, coming up through your thighs, every single cell and every muscle in your thighs is filling up with this beautiful white light energy that's your divine self, your soul self, your higher self, all filling up, coming up into the hips, into the buttocks, into your reproductive system, coming up into the stomach. Really, as you feel in that stomach area and into the reproductive system, really feel that filling up with that white light. All of it, our emotional body, in that sacral, feel every single cell opening up, filling up with this beautiful divine energy. This energy that just has that childlike spirit of fun and joy and expectation. And feeling that energy now, that light coming up your spine, literally filling out your entire central nervous system as it comes up your back, up through your stomach, up into your rib cage, into your lungs. Every single organ is filling up with this beautiful divine light as it comes up through your chest, around your shoulders, down your arms. Literally, white light is shooting out your fingertips, up into your neck, as you're filling up even more and more with your divine light, coming up through your jaw, up through the back of your head, through your nose and your mouth, up through the brain. Every single thought is connected. Every single thought is beautiful light energy. Your pure self is energy coming up and out through every hair follicle and literally filling up so much with your own divine light that you are now fountaining it out throughout the entire room. Just fountaining out this beautiful light. And this light is emanating so strongly from you. It is filling up the room and connecting to everything. Everything. You can feel everything. Tap into the trees outside. You can feel the rays of light coming from your body going into the trees, tapping into the blades of grass that are around on the lawn, tapping into all of the air around you. Feeling it in your body, feeling it on the outside of your skin, feeling that connection, allowing your body to connect with that wisdom, that divine wisdom. Clearly, giving you access to your intuition. When we are filled with our divine light, we have complete access to our higher selves. We have answers to any questions that we may have. And sometimes that answer may be as simple as, does it feel good or doesn't it? As easy as that, we can tap into our wisdom, our intuition, our guidance. Feel how light your body is right now. As you feel that light flowing through and out, feel how light it is. You can live your life from this state. Anytime you want, you can call in your guide and your master and literally cleanse your entire energy body and give it to them. They know what to do with all the problems. They know what to do with all the stressors. We don't have to deal with it. They know what to do. We don't have control. We don't need control. The only thing we need to do is fill up with our own divine light and joyously move forward from there. Now, from this space, feel how much your energy is so similar to the energy of the master when he walked up, or she. Feel how you are radiating, literally like there's a starburst inside you, and you are radiating. Radiating so much so that you're affecting everything around you. So now I want you to thank the Master for coming and working with you. And know that you can call and touch base with them anytime and literally just put anything you don't want into this ball and hand it to them. You take it. Thank you with gratitude and love. So thank the Master. And watch as they leave you in the meadow, or that beach, or that mountaintop, or the woods. As they leave your special place and you're sitting here glowing, feeling lighter than air, now fully connected to your own energy. So from this feeling space, I want you to start coming back into the room that you're sitting in a little bit more. Just slowly, slowly. So that as you come back into your body and into the room, you're still able to feel yourself as light energy. Still able to completely connect with that feeling, that light, airy feeling. Coming back into the room, feeling the chair that you're sitting on, or the bed that you're lying in, or the floor that you're sitting on. Feeling your body's connection. Now start connecting to the breath in your body. Taking a breath in, feeling the breath coming in. Feeling the breath release easily and effortlessly. Coming back into your body a little bit more, back into the room. A little bit more aware of your surroundings. A little bit more aware of your body. A little bit more aware of your breath. Maybe now getting up to the point where you can wiggle your fingers and toes. Coming back into the body a little more, taking one more deep breath in. And exhaling. Then slowly, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And when you're ready, what I'd like you to do is just take one hand and just kind of tap down the length of your arm. And take the other hand and tap down the length of that arm. And do that again, starting from the shoulder. Just tap down the length of your arm down to your hand. And then going back up on the other shoulder, tapping back down. Just allowing the body to come and acclimate. And then you tap on the top of your head. Keep breathing, and then tap on your collarbone. When I say the collarbone, I'm the place where the two collarbones meet, just below your neck. And tap on the top of the head again. Breathing easily, gently. And then tapping on the collarbone again. Again, one last time, tapping on the top of the head. And back down onto the collarbone. And take another beautiful deep breath in. Maybe raise your hands over your head. And lower the hands. With gratitude and love.